to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I was really concerned because I got two rings. I was wondering if the automatic process that you have that deletes me wasn't working. Gee, I don't know what I felt. Strange. Hi there. I'm in love with you. That hasn't changed. That hasn't changed at all. Even though there are obviously issues, even though the love is not returned, I'm in love with you. There's no hesitation on my part. I love you, my lady. I am growing really concerned. You know, I did send the email over the weekend about Aaron Matei, who I thought communicated well about the fallacies of the OPCW's report on Duma. And because, like I said, I've studied it, I've seen the reviews of it, I've seen, read some of the materials from the whistleblowers and things of that nature. I'm a little weird, I understand. But, you know, and it was gruesome. Because you understand, they went and killed people somewhere else. You used techniques to make them look like they were gassed. I think they were gassed. Brought the dead bodies into Duma and put them in places to make it look bad. Do you know what kind of person it takes to do stuff like that? This was sadistic. It was cruel. And it was, instead of saying, oh, look, they're trying to fool us, we bombed them. That's irrational. That's unloving. And of course, you know, as I've obviously pointed out, the institutional church is no different. Rather than looking at the facts, look at the evidence, look at the scripture, no, we must persecute. Matthew 23 comes to mind. But, you know, I look at what's happening there, you know, because I've studied the OPCW. I've studied a little bit on the mask issue because, you know, I've been in serious struggle of if it becomes to the point that the mandate is there. Would I put on a mask? Because I've never worn a mask. And it's the dialogue I've had. Is it Romans 14 or Daniel 3? And I continue to get more and more convinced, at least for me, it's Daniel 3. I can't wear a mask. You know, I've thought about it. If somebody I knew was in a hospital and they wouldn't let me in to see them, I would probably don a mask for that purpose. Because the person is more important than this. However, that's because it's for somebody else. When it's for me, I don't go to stores. There are several stores, Big Lots. I occasionally went there and got toilet paper or batteries. I don't go there anymore. Any one of them. I won't go there. I used to get a couple things from this First Tuesday place, which apparently is a nationwide chain. I won't go there again. Because the store policy is you wear a mask to come in. I don't go to Food City. I didn't go much anyway, but I won't go to them again. Fortunately, Publix, the place I get a good part of my food and cooks, do not require a mask. And both places, it seems to be a growing percentage of people are not wearing masks. And I find it fascinating because there is a squashing of the information about that. You can see it's been demonstrated the false positives we used to say was 80%. Now apparently it's well over 90% of false positives on the tests, and we're concerned about tests. The death rate is about zero right now for these kind of things, and there's a reasonably good argument that they say the world count has crossed over 1 million. There's a reasonable argument the world count is actually zero. Because, as I've described before, a flu, any kind of virus or whatnot, is not the thing that kills you. It's the last straw on the camel's back. You have other issues, and that's the thing that pushes you over the edge. It's not because, and you know, was the huge percentage of people who die are at least over 70, very likely over 80. You know, someplace, I think it was someplace in Canada. Was it Canada or was it France? Or was some country where the death rate, the average life expectancy in this area, wherever it was, is like 82. People who are dying allegedly from COVID-19 were 84. It's kind of like, oh, it gave me two more years. There's an issue here. But so apparently the number one factor is age. The number two factor apparently is obesity. And what I find out now is that groups like, what is it? Instagram has censored people for promoting good health and will advance people who promote, make obesity look good. That's the world my family's living in, my kids are being exposed to. When the world says obesity is fine, down more sugar, living healthy is not a good idea, you have to be silenced. Pointing out facts like the fact that the U.S. bombed Syria repeatedly under false flags. That, you know, when Trump said, we got to leave Syria, but take the oil, it's theft. And of course, bombing Syria, that was murder. You know, it's interesting to me how they attack, Trump on things like Russian collusion. No evidence. But on the things like bombing of Syria or the take the oil comment, no comment whatsoever. And, you know, that's the same thing with the institutional church, isn't it? Rather than engage me and say, here are the problems, look at the scripture. It's, we're going to attack you on things that are false. I am grateful for my friend Chris, who will honestly tell me my errors. And it's kind of like, oh, I've got to repent of that. And there's so many things. I mean, some of them are fairly, you might consider trivial, and some of them are major. But that doesn't come from the institutional church, and I don't get abandoned because of it. I'm sorry, I got long. I want to encourage my family. Eat healthy, don't wear a mask. Go outside, get some sun. COVID-19 will have no impact on you. It's the Proverbs 28:1, and I better read it because otherwise I'll misquote it. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. That's what's happening. There's also, Psalm, is it 91? You will not be afraid of the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by the day, or of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon. The pestilence, the virus, COVID-19, have no fear. It causes no harm. You're being, it amazes me. The world's gone nuts. Don't go nuts. Trust in the Lord, please. I love my family. I want to encourage them. The world's going to become a harder and harder place to live in. I think this is clear. When you can change the entire world to have so many people wearing masks, thinking it is common, thinking it's the right thing to do, and so fearful of questioning it. When they had the huge march in Berlin and in London, people complaining about, no, we should not lock down because of masks, the news media completely ignored it. It's like the news media completely ignoring the horrendous trial that's happening with Julian Assange in London. Nobody covers it. And it is deception beyond belief. It is persecution. And it's the U.S. government doing it. And it is based on lies. But keep it out of the media. Don't think about it. Come to love your slavery as, what's his name said? guy who wrote Brave New World. Anyway, him. My lady, this is long. I love you. I want to defend my family because I'm the father and the husband. And it's the duty I have according to God's plan, which you apparently ignore. It doesn't have to be that way. Before this gets to be 15 minutes, my lady, I love you.